Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. And it's great to have you along. And today we're going to be talking about all things to do with mindset matters. That's right, folks, mindset matters. Mindset is such a hot topic at the moment in all sorts of fields, particularly business and entrepreneurial areas. But it's relevant for everyone at all times, and that's mindset. And understanding at the root of this, at the heart of this, is the power of an idea is so important, because that's how we can understand the workings of mindset and state of mind, for that matter. And I'll address both of those, mindset and state of mind. And understanding that in relation to achieving your dreams and your goals and ultimately your soul's purpose on your soul path. So we're going to be talking about all those mindset matters and getting some key understandings and top tips right here in today's show. So firstly, let's kick off with talking about the power of an idea. Now, my spiritual teacher, when I was young, I was a teenager, and I can remember him saying, don't underestimate the power of an idea. At the heart of everything turns an idea. Everything turns on an idea. And he kept repeating that, everything turns on an idea. And I grew up with that in my mind very clearly, that everything turns on an idea. And so for a moment, let's just explore what an idea is. Well, if we understand that everything is energy, consciousness, if you like, then an idea is a form of energy. It's a form of consciousness. It's a concentrated form of energy. It's a concentrated form of consciousness coming together at a point, as it were. Then nothing can happen, nothing does happen without there being an idea first. Now, we only recognize ideas in our conscious working mind, our thinking mind that's chattering away all day and says, no, I'm going to have coffee now. No, turn right here if I'm driving. I'm going to do this, you know, chat. And that sort of level of thinking and mind is very, very useful. It's a beautiful, magnificent tool, but it can create all sorts of havoc when it's allowed to just run without any overarching guidance from our discernment, which is a finer level of mind. So we tend to think of ideas as just those thoughts that rattle through our head and chat away. But I'm talking about ideas that are effectively subconscious. We're not aware of them, but they're the most powerful ones. And everything turns on an idea. Often these ideas are subconscious. We're not generally aware of them. So just think, for example, you lift your arm without having an idea of lifting your arm first. You can't. Everything turns on an idea. There's an idea first, and then you lift your arm. You want to bake a cake? There's an idea that forms to bake a cake, and then you bake a cake. You want to drive somewhere? An idea forms to do that, and then you drive. You want to create something, the idea is there, then you create. So the whole thing rests on this on an idea. Now, sometimes it's just a quick thing, like, oh, I'll make a cake now. So then you go, yeah, that's a good idea. I've got time. I've got the ingredients. Off I go. I'll make a cake. You want to drive somewhere. I need to go to the shops. I need to go to the store. I need something. So the idea forms and off you go. But that idea is crucial. So when we're talking about mindset, people struggle with mindset because they don't get to the fundamental idea and how to get to the deeper ideas within ourselves, within our mind. And therefore they struggle. And it's a bit like the New Year's resolution where it's January the 1st or December the 31st, and you think, right, New Year's resolution, I'm going to stop drinking so much coffee, for example. I'm going to cut back on coffee. Well, how does that work? Unless you actually address something a little bit more fundamental, a bit more subconscious in our mindset, then usually by lunchtime on January the 1st or by the following day or within 5 days, we're back drinking the same amount of coffee again because the habit has reasserted itself. So we have to work at that level of mindset, and state of mind, in fact, to really effect some sort of actual change. And so to do that effectively, we need to understand the power of an idea. So those governing ideas that are in our subconscious, they're the ones that actually determine what really happens in our life and how far we can go in terms of achieving our goals. Because they're determiners, they're governors to the situation, and mostly we're not aware of them. So just remember that phrase, that statement, everything turns on an idea. And one of the things I was taught, and certainly through my life, I've seen this to be absolutely 100% true, is one, everything turns on an idea. And that can be at an individual level or a collective level, a societal level, a community level, a national level, a global level. So you have an idea and it's in the mind at whatever level, and that will determine what happens, determines the thoughts, it determines the feelings, and then it determines the action. And one thing you notice is that if the idea shifts, then the manifestation can shift really quickly. So something that looks like it's never going to change, shift the idea, and all of a sudden everything can change quickly. And it can change quickly at a personal level, an individual level, a societal or community level. It can change quickly at a national level, or it can change globally from one to the other. And it's all on the idea. Because remember, ideas are forms of consciousness, they're forms of energy. So they're incredibly powerful. That's why ideas like I'm not good enough, or I'm stupid, or I can't do this are powerful. They have a determining effect. And one thing I noticed, if I have this feeling like, oh, I'm just not sure about something, or I can't do something, you just get that feeling in yourself that there's something you can't do. And it needn't be a sort of a major blockage, like I'm not very good at that. And I've now learned because of awareness and practice, I say, I can do this. I can do this. And I just make a decision. I can do this. I shift the idea and I do it at a conscious level because that's the level I can work at. I can do this. And I say, I can do this. And all of a sudden, there's new energy there. There's new knowledge or perspective or new perspectives. And all of a sudden I can think, oh yeah, I can do this. Or maybe I can do it this way or this way. And it shifts everything on the instant. So just remember that power of an idea. You shift the idea and everything can shift in that moment on the instant. And you just need to stick at it. So I've really taught myself to do this. And mostly I remember at times I don't until I think, oh, that's right, shift the idea. So that's what I do. And I think, yeah, I can do this. I don't even stop to think whether I can do it. I just say, yes, I can do this. And I shift that governing idea at the time. A few weeks ago, I had a bit of a cold and a bit of flu because it's cold here at the moment. And, you know, I was just sort of thinking, oh, and the body was feeling a bit low and fatigued. And, you know, you think, oh, and it goes on for a few days and you just think, oh, is this ever going to shift? And then you just think, yes, the body is a, you know, magnificent, miraculous self-healing organism. I'm feeling perfectly well. I just shifted the idea in the mind, even though the body was still feeling fatigued. I can tell you within, it felt like seconds, I already felt I had a different energy. I still rested for a few more days, but I shifted that idea and I did it at a conscious level. And if you do that enough time, it actually sends a message to the subconscious that, hey, that's how we're thinking now. So the power of an idea, you cannot underestimate it. And you sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. You have to shift the idea at the time, whatever it is. If you can fall still and become centered within yourself and a bit calm, and that needn't take hours, just come back to the present moment, take a deep breath. And fall still, you can feel your feet on the ground, come into the present moment. You can actually become aware of an idea. You get a sense of it, and it is in words. It's actually in language. That's why I harp on about language so much, because we need to be very careful about the language we use, because we literally speak ourselves and our experience into existence, and we don't realize we're doing it. So the power of an idea, it's actually in language. We're not always, we can connect with it or become aware of it at a sense or sort of sensing or feeling level. But ultimately, to get back to the language, it's often a very simple sentence and it's in the subconscious. So by definition, we're not aware of it. We're not conscious of it most of the time, but that doesn't mean we can't become aware of it, but we need to fall still. Become more present, release the chat in the mind, and we can connect with that dominant governing feeling at the time, and we will come to what may be, it needn't be, but it often is some sort of limiting idea. And that's like a governor, you know, like trucks have governors so they can't go any faster than the speed limit that the governor's set to. Well, it's like we have that within ourselves, unless we become aware of these limitations. Because we are limitless beings. We are infinite, limitless, divine, universal beings. That is the truth of our nature, our true nature. We are sovereign, magnificent, limitless, magical human beings. And well, beings having a human experience. And we want to become aware of these limitations so that we can let them go and manifest our potential. So everything turns on an idea. Change the idea and everything shifts. So we're going to take a break now. And then after the break, I'm going to talk about mindset versus state of mind, because it's important to get the difference between these two. They're related but different. So we'll take a break and we'll see you back after then for mindset versus state of mind.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul. And today we're talking about mindset matters. And before the break, we were talking about the power of an idea. Everything turns on an idea. Change the idea and everything changes, and often quickly, instantaneously, in fact. You bring in a whole different energy. So now we're going to talk about mindset versus state of mind, because they're phrases that are used. And when people talk about mindset, and it's the hot topic at the moment, what do they mean by mindset? And then we talk about a state of mind. So what do we mean by that, and how do they relate? So mindset and state of mind, both are attitude related. So that's the ballpark. They're attitude related. And based on or referring back to what I was talking about before the break, there's an overarching idea that influences both. So everything turns on an idea. Change the idea and everything shifts. So there's an overarching idea that's influencing both. So it all turns on an idea. And I'm going to keep saying that because you really need to get that point. Everything turns on an idea. Shift the idea, everything changes. And we do nothing. Nothing happens without an idea. We don't open our eyes without an idea forming. I'm going to open my eyes. We're not aware of them, but there's an idea behind it. We don't move our hand without an idea. It's just we have a limited understanding of what an idea is. It's usually just the chat in our mind. But everything turns on an idea. So state of mind, we use that phrase, state of mind. So a state of mind is sort of basically our psychological processes at a certain time. So it's the condition or the character of a person's thoughts and feelings at a certain time. So state of mind, for example, it could be a positive state of mind at that time. It could be a negative state of mind at that time. You could be energized at that time, overwhelmed at that time, enthusiastic at that time. So a state of mind is often the way I see it anyway, is that it's very much influenced by external factors. But usually the idea we have is then reacts to external factors, and that produces this state of mind. It's a bit like weather conditions. You can have an overcast rainy day or a sunny day or a windy day. That's the weather conditions within which you operate. So a state of mind is a bit like that. It's a bit like the sort of the weather conditions in the mind. That doesn't mean you're just at the behest of the state of mind. Most people don't realize that they have full control of all of this. They have the power of choice and full control. So they're blown about by the weather conditions in their state of mind. And that's determined by so-called external factors, and that's another whole show talking about that. But state of mind is like really the sort of state or psychological conditions or character of your thoughts and feelings at a certain time, all right? So by contrast, mindset, there's a fundamental thought or perspective to achieving something. That's your mindset. There's a fundamental thought or perspective to achieving something. And there's a particular way of thinking or a particular frame of mind about something. And you can have a mindset on a particular topic or a particular item or a particular person. And often that's based on your experience, your education, your upbringing, your culture. You can also have a general mindset about life and the world, but it has a more particular flavor about it. You have a mindset about whether you can bake a cake effectively. You have a mindset about cleaning the house. You have a mindset about your ability to achieve a certain goal that you've set yourself. That's why mindset is a hot topic with entrepreneurs in particular, because you're working very much within your own mindset to achieve. That is your best friend, and it can be your enemy, your blockage to achieving what you want to achieve. And with an entrepreneur, it's up to you. You're not working within an organization as such. So you determine whether you achieve or not. And so mindset, you can have a growth mindset, you can have an abundance mindset, you can have a positive mindset, you can have an enthusiastic mindset. But then equally, you can have a mindset that's negative, you can have a mindset that's defeatist. Your choice. Remember, we are infinite, universal beings, magical beings, really, having a human experience. And we have to be very careful and aware and mindful of the fundamental ideas that we carry around, because that determines everything. It determines what we achieve. It determines our experience, because it determines our thoughts and our feelings and therefore our actions. So shift the idea and everything shifts. Everything turns on an idea. So in relation to mindset, it's really important to be conscious and develop the habits. And this is what I practice, and this is what I'm going to talk about now. These are my top tips about mindset. Understanding that you have choice no matter what the circumstances are. And I'll say that it can be a bitter pill to swallow. My mother said this when I was 14 years old. I'll never forget it. She said, it can be a bitter pill to swallow for people that they in fact determine their experience. And it depends on their state, their mindset, the idea in their mind. And I remember that I was 14. We were standing at a bus stop, and I can't remember what we were talking about, but I remember her saying that. And my mother was not a chatterbox. So when she said things, you did well to listen, because what she said was always worth listening to. And she said that, and throughout my life, I've seen that that's in fact the case, that we as human beings, we react to the fact that we don't like the fact that we are actually responsible for our experience, what happens, what we do, what we achieve. Because I know people that, despite all odds, entrepreneurs, despite all odds, have worked on their mindset, overcome limitations, and have achieved incredible things that they wanted in their life, and are really feel fulfilled, and they're doing incredible work, and they're successful, and they have options in their lives. And all of that has been because they've really addressed their mindset. And so that's why I thought today was a good day to talk about mindset and state of mind. So number one, we need to look at our state of mind at any given time. Are we feeling positive, or are we feeling down, a bit depressed maybe? Are we feeling overwhelmed, or are we feeling energized with a can-do attitude? We can look at that and change our, our state of mind by getting moving. We can get active, we can work out. That really gets the endorphins going, gets the energy going. We can dance, we can sing, we can do something that really gets us enthusiastic and energized. So there's simple things that can shift the state of mind, shift the energy. And then our mindset about a particular thing, let's say, we need to find out what our governing idea is. Is it I really can't do this, I don't know enough, I need, someone else knows better than me. We need to just hear those ideas, become aware of them, and say, no, I don't consent to that. I'm a limitless being. That's already shifted the mindset. I'm a universal being. I say that to myself, and sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. You know, it's not always a perfect scenario in terms of how we think it should be. We just need to actually take a stand, shift the idea, and the best way is to understand, or at least have the idea and adopt the idea, that you are a universal limitless being. So listen to my shows, because every show I will remind you that you are a limitless universal being. The universal timeless wisdom reminds you of this. All the great scriptures actually remind you of this. And my first love is Sanskrit, and the Sanskrit language reminds you of this, that you are a universal, limitless, infinite being that is, in fact, at your heart. That divine spark of your soul is universal and limitless. So to shift our mindset is to shift those ideas. So, yes, I can do this. I can do this right now. You know, my goal is to be infinitely successful. My goal is to care for my family to the best of my ability. And it doesn't mean you drive yourself into the ground, but you shift that mindset and the energy shifts, and then there are all sorts of possibilities. But sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. So don't forget that. Don't give up, even if you don't feel like it. Just keep repeating that new idea and you'll find the energy will shift. It may take a few minutes. So good luck with that. Best of luck. Have a go. Shift that mindset. Remember, you are limitless and universal, so you can determine what your mindset is, and mindset ideas determine everything. So have a positive idea, have a can-do idea, have that idea that you are limitless and universal, and you will achieve. So best of luck. Okay, and if you want to know more about Damayanti, go to my website, damayanti.store, and I have beautiful spiritual jewelry, and they're an energetic reminder. They're actually there to support your mindset, support your state of mind, so that you can stay in that vibration. And you can choose all sorts of different, there's 8 different collections, so good luck with that. And then I have a book you can buy, and there's a show archive to listen to other shows, and there's a blog as well, and I'm on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. So best of luck, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti, or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewellery, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.